Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood with Coach Sharon Shrieky. We're here on our radio podcast. I call it a radio show, I call it a podcast. How to tap into your personal body confidence. And it could be body intuition, it could be body knowledge, it could be whatever you want to call it, but your body has intelligence in which she or he can help you with making decisions around any challenges. So before we go into, we have people who write into us about certain challenges. Before we go into that, Sharon, your contact information and what you are up to.
Okay, well, I like yourself, I'm up to life coaching and helping people just making better lives for themselves and, you know, with whatever it is that they want to improve or play better at. So I thought of it great. It says, we deal with the here and now while painting a picture of a desired future. Together, we create a plan to bring your dreams into reality. And if anybody is interested in you know, having a little consultation, Stephanie and I both offer a consultation. My email is sharonshrieky@gmail.com. That's sharonshrieky@gmail.com. And Stephanie and I both, Stephanie will give you her email. We both offer, you know, just as a special for this show, a little session that's, you know, the first session for free. And that helps you just get an idea of what coaching is. And it's a great experience. And Steph, how about you?
Okay. Well, you said it really beautifully in which, yes, when we say we give a free consultation, it's not a sales consultation. It's really giving you the experience of having coaching with us. And also, you can find me at bodyawe.com. You can contact me on the contact link. And also, keep sharing your stories with us because that makes our podcasts more prevalent to what's really going on with you, and that's what we really want to address. So today, Sharon, yeah. I had this wonderful woman contact me and said, I've been pushing through feelings of burnout. She used the word burnout.
Wow.
For a couple of years. Where do I start with getting to a healthier place with tapping into my body confidence? So what came up for you when you just heard that as a coach?
So, you know, a lot of things, because burnout is, the way I see burnout is when, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back, you know, that, you know, maybe somebody who's absorbing the stress and putting it on and just give me more and give me more and give me more until boom, can't move anymore. It's they're on full, and then they had experienced the burnout, and it's interesting. I find it like an unbelievable phenomenon, and I definitely want to get into this with you. What was your thoughts on that burnout scenario?
Well, as a coach, I wanted to define what burnout meant first to me. And of course, if I was coaching this wonderful woman, I would ask her what burnout meant to her. So for me, I'm just tired.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going about my tasks, T-A-S-K-S, my tasks. And when I am tired, it means I'm not getting from A to B, B to C, C to D. And also, I would ask the question to this woman, not only to define burnout for her, but before I go there, I'm going to ask you, how do you define this? I mean, it's a popular phrase, but yeah. How do you define it for you?
I think that burnout for me is when I'm disconnected to my greater purpose, like to the why am I doing this? When I disconnect from that, that's when I experience burnout. When I lose that connection to, hey, you know, what is this all about?
Can you give me an example?
Yeah. So when I, I'm going to give you a great example. It's the cook, it's the chef, it's the, let's say all of us do, everyone, whether you're a mom or not, you know, a woman in the home is, you know, does a lot, has a lot of hats. She wears a lot of hats. And so when I, let's say I get involved in the tasks of it, and I lose the purpose of I'm doing this for the greater, you know, for the family, to nourish them, because I can, because I feel powerful when I do it. When I'm connected to that the reminder of why I'm doing this and why it's such a great, you know, purpose that I have in my life for this, that is when I experience burnout. When I'm just doing and I can't stop.
Okay, let's give an example. Do you want to go first or you want me to go?
You go first.
Okay, so I work at home with my husband and I love it because I get to do different things during the day. But like you said so proficiently is when you said if it has a purpose. So I'm doing the dishes, I'm cleaning up, I'm vacuuming, I'm creating newsletter information for my fans, I'm working with my husband on something he might have a challenge with, but it all coincides with my purpose on I'm going to feel good at the end of the day versus just doing 1, 2, 3, 4 and not feeling good about it.
Right.
Am I making sense or
yeah, like you absolutely.
Change that up a little bit?
Like sometimes when we're doing something and we call it just tasks, it becomes like you start to feel like somebody's pulling something away from you. Like, ugh, like everybody is grabbing me and taking pieces of me and I'm nothing. But if we're reminded that there is a purpose, that I'm, you know, let's say everybody is asking me for advice because they value me or because they love me or...
So what you're really doing is some law of attraction where you're reframing how you're thinking about doing stuff.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Absolutely. And you know what? I was listening to a very interesting TED Talk, and they were saying how, you know, when a person is feeling stress, it's very important to interpret the stress as a good thing, because they say that people that interpret the stress, let's say you're feeling that stress, that burnout starting to come, and you feel it in the body, right? You feel it, let's say, like it manifests in a stomach ache or butterflies or like a heart palpitation, maybe sweating. They found that people that interpret it as, okay, this is going to be a good thing for me, this feeling. This feeling is going to help me to find solutions. This is, you know, my body is helping me. When they interpret it that way, they found less negative effects on their heart. They found better able to find solutions. Their bodies release something called oxytocin, and that helps them find support in other people. It opens up their hearts to, you know, to love, and it motivates us to, you know, that hormone's oxytocin. It motivates us to seek support. And so it's an unbelievable thing if we're able to like have that conversation with our body and allow those feelings, not feel threatened, feel like, okay, my body is giving me, interpret the message that my body is giving instead of the body saying, you know, that feeling saying, no, get out of there, run away. We have to interpret it as like, yes, you know, this is going to help me. I'm going to, you know, this stress is going to allow me, this feeling that my body is feeling is going to help me. get through this situation. And so I thought that was really unbelievable. I don't know.
Well, you know, just on today's call, we got on earlier and there were some technical difficulties and we created a new purpose through this challenge. And, you know, I had a good 20 minutes to go about my things that I wanted to get done. And I didn't see them as tasks. I just thought, okay, I have this moment in time to do blah, blah, blah. So it wasn't stressful as it might have been in the past. So what is the message here that we're really talking about?
I think that for me, it's really connecting to the our why, our purpose. Why am I doing this? What is, you know?
Okay, so now I am on a timeline. I'm not going to go in the middle of the day and go, why am I doing this? I
no.
mean, come on.
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm being devil's advocate here. I want to go into the practicality of it. Okay, it's all fine and dandy to say, why am I doing this?
No, but it's the idea of knowing, of even starting your day with the knowing,
okay, I have a purpose. I'm going to interrupt you because I'm getting excited.
Okay,
I have a purpose for the day, all right? But we came on our call initially and I had a little technical difficulties. Well, who cares about my purpose right now? How do I get from my challenge to the purpose I initially set out for the day?
So this is where.
Okay, coach me. I'm asking you. I'm your client.
You're in for it. Okay, the purpose of the call is because we love our audience, and we really want to put out our message. We want to put this message out because everybody at some point has gone through burnout, and the purpose that we started. This call with is to get the message out and to make everybody out there feel like they're acknowledged and we other people feel that way, and that's what it is. And so when we had this purpose, once we know that we have this purpose, it doesn't matter if we do it today or if we do it tomorrow or in a half hour, we have this purpose and we want to do it. So that's what I mean. When we wake up in the morning and we say, you know what, I'm going to provide for my family. I'm gonna make beautiful meals for them, and I'm going to nourish them, and I'm going to take care of things because I'm capable and I feel good about it at the end of the day. When I start my day that way, I have a purpose, I have a direction. I came out ahead of the feeling of overwhelm. I'm already prepared for what the day is going to give me.
Okay, so what you're saying is when this wonderful woman said to us, where do I start with getting to a healthier place with tapping into my body confidence? You're saying create a purpose. Did I hear that right?
Yeah. It's when you start to do stuff, when you're doing and you feel like the world is pulling you at all ends and you can't give anymore. You feel like you're just giving and you're not getting anything back. That's where we start to feel burnout. So if we reconnect to our purpose, then we realize that, yeah, this is giving me because I'm going to my purpose. I want healthy children. I want, a calm, peaceful atmosphere for my family. So, you know, let's say cleaning up is part of that, providing, making healthy meals is part of it. And so it might take a little time, but yeah, I'm reaching my goal. And so, you know, if I'm just doing and I feel drained and burnout, I'm doing so much for everybody. But then when I remember why I'm doing it, I'm like, oh, no, this is not burnout. This is good. This is achievement.
So what I would do without explaining it, Sharon, I would start with the question, state your purpose for the day. It could be around anything. So can you just play with me a little bit here?
Of course.
I just have two questions, okay?
All right.
State with identifying a purpose. Just make it up.
Okay. My purpose of today is to see things with rose-colored glasses.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to interpret the things I see.
Nice.
Good. Yeah, rose-colored glasses is what my intention is today.
Okay, so then how would your day look through rose-colored glasses?
It would look beautiful. It would look.
Okay, give me specific.
It would look like, okay, my daughter woke up with a backache today. She would be smiling and she would feel.
Wow, that's a rough one. Okay.
As I rubbed her back today,
aww.
I could have easily felt, you know, she was crying and her back was hurting.
Gee.
Felt like, oh, I'm like, I can't take this anymore. I'm just rubbing her back and I have to do this. And I have, and I could have said, I said, you know what? This is my purpose. I'm making her feel, and I don't have any other better place to be than right here rubbing her back, because this matters, you know, this matters. You know,
okay. I'm just going to repeat the questions again. You might want to write them down.
Okay.
And you say them to me, and I'll try to be a nice client.
Okay, I didn't write down.
The first question is to state your purpose. Identify it.
Okay.
And the second one is, how would your day look when you have that purpose?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now I ask you those questions?
Yes, please.
Okay. So what is your purpose? State your purpose.
Okay. This morning, my purpose is to enjoy my friends no matter what the weather is. I'm serious.
Wow. Okay.
Because it's been pretty stormy here where I am, and I've been confined. So I just want to get out and be with my friends no matter what.
Oh, wow. All right. And how would your day look like when you achieve that purpose?
Well, my favorite coach, Coach Sharon Shrieky, I went out with my sneakers that I don't really like anymore because I don't care if they get wet. I have my umbrella and I am moving through the weather no matter what to meet my friends and laugh and joy.
Wow, bravo.
So what I heard from myself is, yes, just like you with your rose-colored glasses, there were challenges. But through those glasses, you were able to look at it differently. Let's say you didn't have those rose-colored glasses. What would that scenario, what would happen?
My scenario would be like, I'm so annoyed. I have to sit.
While
I have so many other things to do and everybody's calling me. And here I am clenching my teeth as I rub my daughter's back because she's got this back pain again. And
see,
she's just got to learn how to handle her stress better. And
Yeah. Okay. So ask me that question.
Okay. All right. So wait,
if I didn't have my purpose, what would have happened?
Your purpose of getting up and going and doing with your friends, despite the weather, what would you?
Okay. If I didn't have that initial purpose of being with my friends because I enjoy them so much despite the weather. If I didn't do that, I'd be home. I'd be depressed. That would be it.
Wow. No, that's horrible. You know what? Because that leads to arguing with your spouse, or you know, seeing things around you and being dissatisfied, and you know, so that's an amazing thing to catch that and say, you know what? I'm going to do this anyway. The weather is not cooperating with me.
But again, because we had the purpose of going out anyway.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so let's wrap this up.
Okay.
What have you learned? And I'll tell the audience what I have learned. And before we do that, Sharon, tell people how they can contact you, please.
So you can contact me by email at sharonshrieky@gmail.com. That's my name, sharonshrieky@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you. Please keep those letters coming. We enjoy bringing them up on our podcasts. And what I learned today was that, burnout, it can be avoided by just keeping your eye on your purpose and, you know, interpreting the stress that you feel in your body as, okay, this tingly feeling that I feel is going to help me solve this, is going to assist me. This is not my enemy. My body is not my enemy here. And that's how we get the confidence to handle it. And how about you, Steph? What did you?
Okay. What I've learned is, burnout can be a challenge, but by creating your purpose, and purpose is something that us coaches use a lot. It might be new to you to hear what is your purpose, what is the big deal, but you heard from our conversations together between me and Sharon that it made a big, big difference, just a tiny little difference. And it takes a nanosecond to do it. And you can reach me at bodyawe, bodyawe.com. Check out my ebooks. Check out my body knowledge system, which is a playbook that I created and I'm very proud of, which will give you exercises to do and practices to do. And with that said, we'll see you soon. Sharon, you're okay over there?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, I'm going to sign out.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week.
Bye.